Explorers are in. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
We have a tie ball game in Ubley, Michigan. It's 8-8 as Ubley took 7 plays and 58 yards to score, as the freshman leads him right down the whole field.
He's played very well so far. Didn't know a whole lot about him. Obviously, him coming from junior high football last year. So far, no fear on the offensive side. He runs low. He runs hard. And on defense, he's been in on quite a few tackles already. Seen his number in the bottom of the pile a few times. So definitely a fearless young man there, making a lot of plays for Ubley early.
3:28 left in the first half. Tie ball game, 8 apiece. And number 32 for Ubley is ready to kick it off. That's Connor Kwiatkowski, a junior, 5'6", 160, and lime green cleats to boot. Staring contest with the other team. Here we go. There's the kick. Pop fly to second base at the 29-yard line. They bring it in, and they put the helmet down and get down to about the 39-yard line, a 10-yard return for number 22 of USA. That's Nathan Milkey, this 5'11" senior. So from the 39-yard line, USA will start their drive. 61 yards for a score. Left to right across your radio for the Patriots. Tie ball game, 8 apiece.
Daniel Rutkowski makes the special teams tackle for Ubley.
Cellular and internet services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, providing 4G LTE service. Lindenberg back to pass, throws to his left, and is caught for a 3-yard gain in the flats by number 28, Brandon Harper. He's out to the 43-yard line, actually a 3-yard gain, 2nd and 7. Now as the clock continues to turn, 3 minutes left in the first half.
Lemke got good pressure on Lindenberg. The quarterback had to deliver it quickly, and a nice one-handed catch there.
Lindenberg 1-for-2 for 3 yards in passing. This one's a handoff to Gangler. He gets through the line of scrimmage, hit at the 45-yard line and leans forward, gets out to the 47, a gain of 4 for Gangler. And now a 3rd and 3 coming up for USA at their own 47-yard line, 2:35 left in the first half.
Number 77, Jonathan Bisher, hauls down the tailback.
T formation for Lindenberg and the Patriots. Tight set. Handoff to Brandon Harper, gets past line of scrimmage, met right at the first down marker. Looks like he's short of the first down by about a foot at the 49.5-yard line. First down sticks right at midfield. It's going to be a 2-yard gain for Brandon Harper and a 4th and 1.
Logan Lemke was the one making the tackle just shy of that first down marker.
And that's his 5th tackle of the night. Minute 55 left in T-minus time. For USA, they have 50 yards in front of them, but more importantly, they have facing a 4th down in inches right now. But the length of a football is how far they need to get. Lindenberg moving to his left, gets it to Gangler, and Gangler gets the 1st down with ease all the way out to the Ubley 47-yard line. It's a gain of 4. And move the chains. The clock stops momentarily to move the chains. And now we have a timeout called by USA. With 1:33 left in the first half, it's USA 8, Ubley 8. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad X, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is is in close proximity not only to home, but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different, and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
First and 10 for USA here, looking to pass. Lindenberg hits his man at the far sideline, falling out of bounds. That is caught a complete pass all the way down to the 38-yard line. It's going to be close to the first down. Looks like he's short of the first down by a yard. A 9-yard reception. I didn't even see who the intended receiver was.
It looked like the receiver was Nathan Melke, number 22 USA. In coverage there, Kurt Kabatsky makes the tackle. That was just a deep comeback route, 10-yard comeback route. He caught it for a gain of 9.
Second and 1 for USA. Now a pitch out to the right to Brandon Harper. Good block from his front man. And they get out to the 36-yard line. The first down 6 is at the 37. A 3-yard gain gets enough for a first down for USA. A minute 20 left in the first half. Clock has stopped momentarily and moved the chains. We're tied 8 apiece in Hubley, Michigan.
Number 30, Evan Block, the sophomore, with a tackle.
First and 10, and it's a handoff through the left side. Seth Gangler at the bottom of the pack gets out to the 33-yard line. That's a gain of 3. Second and 7, 60 seconds left in the second quarter.
Daniel Rutkowski with the tackle.
Second and 7. Receiver wide each way. Lindenberg under center. Hand off to Harper on the left end. He gets it through. He has the first down. He's wide open. He has at the 15 down to the 10-yard line. And looks like they're going to mark him down at the 11-yard line. From the 33 to the 11, a 22-yard gain for Brandon Harper around the left end. Dove through that hole, and with 39 seconds left, now USA is in the red zone.
About halfway through that carry, he was tripped up, did a nice job to keep his balance. Eventually, Jeff Wright makes the tackle.
First and 10 for the Pats from the 13, and it's a handoff right through the middle, going up the gut, out to the 8-yard line, and we have whistles. We have another timeout being called by USA. Bound to that pile, Seth Gangler got out for a 4-yard gain. So we have another timeout. We're going to stick with you here with 26 seconds left in the first half. Dave, what is USA saying up here?
They got 26 seconds left. They got a couple timeouts to use. They have one timeout left. I don't see them putting the ball in the air yet. I see another run play coming. They've gone with Gangler twice, big gain, and then right there, not a whole lot. It might be time to switch it up and see Harper. If they don't score, you'll see a timeout and then reset and call another play. But I think they got about 2 plays left, so I think run, and if it fails, you're going to see a pass in the end zone to try and buy themselves time with an incomplete pass for a third play.
Dave Hansen at his finest here. Of course, doing the numbers tonight, Kayla Carson and Doug Cole doing a fantastic job tonight. We're all over it. We're doing offensive and defense stats here tonight. 26 seconds left in the first half. 8 apiece, USA at Hubley. A tight one throughout the whole first half.
Hubley defense got to stop the run up the middle. And if they force the runners to the outside to try and bring them down inbounds to keep that clock running and force USA to use their final timeout.
Second and 6 for the Patriots. T formation, Lindenberg under center, and indeed it's going to pass, lowering to his right, has a receiver in 10 for Garrett Nix, had his left hand open at the line of scrimmage, at the first down marker. Nothing there, falls incomplete. And now with 22 seconds left, the clock is stopped, and now 3rd and 6.
Still going with the pass first. They still have options with a timeout in hand. And again, now that Ubley's thinking pass, they have the ability to whatever they please. He had an open receiver in Nitz, just got a little trigger happy and let go a little too quick and launched it just over his head.
USA comes out. Receiver wide each way. Two men in the backfield, single file, Lindenberg under center. looking to pass, staying in the pocket, now rolling to his left, trying to feed it in, and it's nearly picked off. A tipped pass by the ugly defense of Jeff Wright was there to break up the pass intended for Garrett Nix.
Leave it to a quarterback, Clark, to read the pass.